we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to a packed Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's McDonald and Fall Creek tonight here on Valentine's Night. McDonald coming off a 72-57 win over Stanley Boyd. Andy Mittermeier, 28 points, 6 of 8 from downtown in that game. And a squeaker for Fall Creek as they withstood 51 points from Dominic Schwarzenberger to knock off Bloomer 68-65. It's time now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, it just does not get much better than this.
No, this place is packed. It's going to be a great game. And I think the keys, just based off of that last game we played, is to maybe hopefully not get into such a big hole. The kids did a great job of battling back out of the hole. But let's see if we can't start off a little stronger. If we have to slow the pace down, slow the pace down. But let's see if we can't keep this on an even keel throughout the game, and I think we'll have a much better shot later on in the game.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We cannot wait. Game time is next. Wogo Sports on Max TV.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
It's game time here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Wogo Sports, live on Max TV. Starting out, the starting five for the Fall Creek Crickets, Leo Hagberg, number two, 6'1", senior, 12.6 points, 3.2 rebounds. Number 12, Ben Kelly, who had 20 against McDonald last time out, a 6-foot senior, 7.8 points, 2.3 assists. Isaac Steinke, one of their twin towers, the 6'5", junior, number 22, 12 points per game, almost 8 rebounds per game. The reigning conference player of the year, 6'6", junior, Bo Volrath, number 24, 22 points per game, 10.4 rebounds, 4.6 assists, 1.9 assists, and 2 blocks per game just for good measure. Jeffrey Ricker, 6'3", senior, rounds out the starting five for head coach Rick Storley. Ricker, 5.3 points, 4 rebounds. Number 34 is Ricker, and Rick Storley, the dean of conference coaches in the Western Clover Belt. On the other side for your McDonald Central Max boys, in the direction of fifth-year head coach Adam Schilling with an 87-37 career record. Number one, senior guard Aiden Misfelt, 5'11", 10 points per game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2.2 steals. Then Eddie Mittermeier, the 5'11", senior guard number three, 21.9 points per game to lead the team, leads the team in assists as well. He has hit 96 three-pointers this season. He is just 6 away from breaking the school record. 3.4 steals per game for Eddie and 3.3 rebounds. Keegan Galvez, 6'5", senior forward, number 22, 7.1 points, 3.4 rebounds. Jordan Sikora, 6'2", sophomore guard, number 24, 2.5 points, 2.0 rebounds for the defensive specialist, the sophomore. And Cannon Huss, 6'3", senior guard forward combo, number 33, 21 points per game, second on the team, leads the team at 9.8 rebounds per game, almost 2 steals and over 2 assists per game as well for the senior. That's your starting five. McDonald and Fall Creek. Fall Creek in their forest green uniforms, tops and bottoms with the white numerals, white lettering, jet black piping, and jet black and white stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their solid white uniforms, tops and bottoms with the royal blue numerals and lettering and the gold piping. And it'll be Bo Volrath at midcourt. In fact, Isaac Steinke actually will take his place. So Isaac Steinke against Cannon Huss to tip it up as we get underway. Good to have you with us here. Wogo Radio in partnership with Max TV. Fall Creek wins the tap by Steinke, and they will move right to left. Ricker over left side to Ben Kelly, who again had that fantastic game and an early turnover.
That was just a turn and throw there, but nobody there.
11 seconds gone by, first turnover of the game. Fall Creek played pretty clean last time. Just 8 turnovers. Aiden Misfeld up top. Finds Cannon Huss. Huss deep underneath the hoop. Power dribble. Up and in for 2.
That was a lot of contact.
2-0. We'll see if they're going to let him play throughout the whole game. Could have been an end one, possibly. Ritger up top against Eddie Mittermeier. Slides a bounce pass to Leo Hagberg. Kick out to Kelly. Kelly was hot last time. He hits the back rim on the three. Long rebound out to Eddie Mittermeier, who just got ripped down by Ritger. And that will be a foul.
Good hustle by Eddie.
2-0 McDonald, 17-16. Both of these teams 11-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. This and one more conference game to go to decide the champs. Up top, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier with Kelly giving him some space to Aiden Misfelt right wing. Working off a screen from Cannon Huss. Huss wants it back, doesn't get it. Keegan Galvez left wing looking to hand off. Instead, Galvez will drive along the baseline. Left block extended. Up top, Cannon Huss. Huss slips over to Jordan Sikora. Sikora back to Huss. Huss big ball fake going along the baseline against Steinke. Goes up and not in, but a foul against Isaac Steinke. Nope.
They call the travel first. But they are letting them play here because there's a lot of bodying going on.
So the teams match turnovers early on. 2-0 McDonald. Minute 18 gone by. Left side, Jeffrey Ricker outside the arc. Ricker looking to pass. One dribble, two dribbles out to Kelly. Kelly free throw line jumper. Rims in and out. Long struggle for the rebound. Vollrath gets it up and in and out. But he will go to the line shooting a pair. Bo Vollrath.
Put that on Eddie.
Eddie's first, team's first. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's Cannon Huss who got the foul.
I seen him put the three up, but I didn't.
First free throw is good for Vollrath. He is an excellent free throw shooter at 74%. Vollrath's second attempt. The junior is good on both. Two apiece, 90 seconds in. Eddie Mittermeier across the near side timeline. Mittermeier at the foul line, hits the brakes, kick out Cannon Huss. Good look at a three, right side. Rams in and out, Vollrath with the rebound.
That was in and out.
And both of these teams executed at a high level offensively in that 80-76 win in mid-January for Fall Creek. Vollrath calling for it. Long pass gets over him, but over to Hagberg. On the left, crossing over on Jordan Sikora. Hagberg whips it over right side. Steinke touch pass. Vollrath. Vollrath at the left block. Kick out. Ricker wide open for three. Straight on, straight in. Left him alone, and we have an early whistle.
I don't know what the whistle was for.
I think they're saying maybe McDonald inbounded too early.
But they're giving McDonald the ball, so I don't. It's a made basket.
I'm not sure, but they made him do it again. So the inbound to Eddie Mittermeier, 5-2 Fall Creek. Aiden Misfelt working off a screen from Cannon Huss, rolls to the bucket. Can't find him. Instead, a drop down to Huss in the right corner. Against Steinke, crosses over on him, backing him down at the right block. Into a double team, Huss pumps, loses it in the paint, and coming out of there with the basketball is Hagberg. Hagberg across the timeline. Goes right side, Ricker. Swings into the right corner, Ben Kelly. Kelly finds Vollrath just inside the foul line. Vollrath attacks, hits the front rim. Fought for the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. 15-20 remaining. Full one possession lead for Fall Creek. Hagberg will inbound. Holding, waiting, shoots it up top to Ricker. Sikora closes out on him. Ricker to Ben Kelly, right corner. Kelly out to Ricker. Working a left-handed bounce to Hagberg. Hagberg on the left wing, leaves it for Ricker between the wheels. Right side, Ben Kelly. Kelly looks to the post, backtracking with one bounce. Up top, Ricker. Ricker left side, Leo Hagberg. Student section in full throat here for McDonald. Ricker thought about another three, thinks better of it. Crosses over on Eddie Mittermeier, still outside the arc. Floats it up top. Leo Hagberg, 5-2 Fall Creek. 14:49 and counting to go here in the first half. Ben Kelly left wing. Kelly up top. Hagberg wanted a three. Instead, he'll pull up from 16 feet. Rims in and out. Cannon Huss goes high. Two hands for safety with the rebound. Huss steams across the timeline. Crossing over at full speed. Lost it. Tries to retrieve in the corner, and he will. Floats it up top. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt to Jordan Sikora left wing.
Cannon's in one of those modes that he's trying too hard.
Huss left wing, spots up for three, back rim, no. Good rebound by Keegan Galvez, and undercut by Vollrath, and that's a foul on Bo Vollrath, his first. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health. With a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question, Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. Eddie Mittermeier snaps off a three off the inbound front rim, no. Rebound to Steinke.
Good-looking shot.
Hagberg high on the right, working off a screen from Steinke. Gives it to Ricker, right wing. Ricker floats it all the way across to Kelly. Kelly touch pass to Steinke. Steinke shoots in the lane, kicked out to Ricker from 17. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled down. And an outlet to Eddie Mittermeier. Oh, he lost it off the basket with his shoe. Wasn't quite looking for that one. Hagberg in the lane, scoots it down to Steinke. Steinke up and in for an easy two. tackle miscues by McDonald, and it's 7-2 Fall Creek. Eddie Mittermeier, right corner, in rhythm, 4-3. That one comes up short. Cannon Haas tries to save it, but gives it right back to Fall Creek. Good hustle, but just no one collapsing to the basket. Kelly right side for Ritker. Ritker to Kelly. Touch pass Steinke just inside the right elbow. Out to Kelly. Kelly to Ritker. Ritker wide open for three. That one rims in and out. Rebound Keegan Galvez. Galvez will slow it down a moment. Push ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier now attacks. Into the right corner. Jordan Sikora back out to Keegan. Rotates to Aiden Misfeld. Left of the wheel. Dribble handoff. Eddie Mittermeier. Way out there near the Fall Creek bench. Mittermeier collapsing into the paint. His runner is a little too strong.
Too much spin.
Still 7-2 Fall Creek. 5 minutes in. Ballrath finds Steinke. Steinke attacks up and in for two. Isaac Steinke with four, and it's a 7-point lead for Fall Creek. McDonald stymied by the Crickets defense so far. Ballrath pokes it away from Aiden Misfeld. Now down the lane. Ballrath with a one-handed dunk. And we'll see if Coach Schilling wants a timeout here. It's 11-2. He's going to let him play it out. Eddie Mittermeier attacking down the paint, right side, can't roll it in, rebound to Ballrath.
Good-looking shots there by McDonald, and just can't get it to go.
12.5 to go here, first half. Fall Creek, they've won 11 in a row, they look like it. Steinke at the right elbow, kick out to Kelly. Kelly passes up the three after the closeout. Ritker right wing, back to Kelly, straight on between the wheels. Kelly throws down to the left block. Steinke now attacking, out to Ritker. Ritker in the paint, awkward-looking runner still goes in. 13-2 Fall Creek. Left side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving baseline, scoots it out, swing to Cannon Haas. Haas crosses over, stumbles a bit, working down at the right block against Steinke. Out to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld for a three. That one comes up well short, out of bounds to Fall Creek.
Not a typical Aiden Misfeld shot.
Jeffrey Ricker will check out. Jack Walden, the 6-foot junior, in. A little discombobulated here offensively for McDonald against Fall Creek.
Yeah,
the two-time reigning conference champs.
That's how they started out that last one, too.
Right side is Jacob Wofke, who also came in. Keegan Galvez with the steal. Galvez down the lane. Layup is good.
Well, I'm glad Keegan just went for a nice layup. He's probably thinking to match Valrath's jam, but he went for the easy two. Nice job, Keegan.
13-4. McDonald had been stuck there for a bit. Left side, Leo Hagberg. Hagberg up top to Jack Walden. Back to Hagberg. Rhythm 4-3. Good.
He's a good outside shooter.
Always an answer for this Crickets team. 16-4. They lead by 12. 7 minutes into this game here in Chippewa Falls. An eternity left, but McDonald needs to find their rhythm offensively as Aiden Misfeld gets knocked down to a knee. Slides a beautiful bounce back
nice.
On the reverse. Eddie Mittermeier for two.
Very nice look there by Aiden. And a nice cut by Eddie.
16-6. McDonald stepping in front of a pass is Aiden Misfeld. They'll slow it down a bit across the timeline to Jordan Sikora. Back to Mittermeier in rhythm for three. Left corner pocket. Rims in and out. Cannon Haas offensive rebound. Haas backs it out to Aiden Misfeld, straight on between the wheels. McDonald down by 10, backing in. Cannon Haas pumps over the top of Steinke. No, but he drew the foul.
That's what Cannon's good at, drawing them fouls on the inside.
Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over a quarter century. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. That's Lakeland.edu/blended as Cannon Haas leaves the first free throw a bit short. Cooper Mittermeier will check in now for Jordan Sikora. Cooper, number 0, 5'9", sophomore guard, has hit 16 three-pointers, including a 3-of-7 performance from downtown against Stanley Boyd. Second free throw rattles in for Cannon Haas. He has three. McDonald trails 16-7.
Make a little run here.
Jacob Wofke across the logo. Wofke over to Hagberg. Gets it back between the circles. On the left wing, open look at a three. Rims in and out. Cannon Haas fighting for the rebound and pulls it down off the miss from Jack Walden. Haas across the logo. Flips over to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld off a screen from Haas. Pulls it back to Haas on the left wing. Out to Eddie Mittermeier, Cooper Mittermeier, excuse me. Feed down to Haas at the left elbow. Haas backing in, kick out Keegan Galvez. Galvez, big jab step, Drops it out to Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie on the right wing. In the right corner, Aiden Misfelt looking to the post. Cannon Huss calling for it. Out to Keegan Galvez instead. Cooper Mittermeier to older brother Eddie. Drops it down the left block. Cannon Huss spins into the lane. Draws a foul. That's the second on Steinke. Steinke doesn't like the call. Thought he blocked it cleanly, but Cannon going to the line for two. And we'll see if Steinke goes to the bench with two fouls with 9:34 remaining.
Somebody's checking in there for Fall Creek.
First free throw for Huss. Rims in and out. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Second free throw for Cannon Huss. That one rims in. Two for four from the free throw line for Cannon Huss. McDonald trails 16-8, trying to creep back into this one. Leo Hagberg up top. Jacob Wofke. Wofke rotates to Walden. Walden to the right corner. Touch pass gets away from Fall Creek, but quick hands. Eddie Mittermeier fighting for it and grabs it near his own bench. Wofke had it for a moment, but it was jarred loose. Mittermeier up top at the left elbow to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt attacking down the right side of the lane. Kick out into the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier, no-look pass. Cannon Huss step back for three. Left of the circle. Comes up short. Long rebound out to Ritger. Ritger with Cooper Mittermeier in pursuit. Under nine to go. We've reached the halfway point of the first half here on Max TV. 16-8, Fall Creek. Long cross-court skip. Drop down to Bull Volrath. Volrath being patient. Goes hard into his man. Can't roll it in. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. Second attempt. No. But a foul on McDonald.
Cannon's got his hands full down there.
Update from Wogo Radio. Back at the home base in Halley. Dawson Halverson letting us know that in playoff hockey, Chi High leads Ashland 2-0 at the end of the first. It's live on 103.1 FM and Wogo.com.
Keegan Galvez picking up that foul.
First free throw is good for Bo Volrath. All his points, three of them so far, have come from the foul line. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Volrath hits them both. 18-8, still a double-digit lead. Carter Stelter and Miles Flanagan into the game for the first time, number 20, number 44, respectively. Eddie Mittermeier forcing the issue down the left side of the lane. And he will pick up a foul. That is the fifth on Fall Creek and the first on Ben Kelly. Donald whistled for two infractions so far, and Eddie Mittermeier will go to the line for the first time here tonight. First free throw is good for Eddie. They had a phenomenal shooting performance, 14 of 16 from the foul line, 88% at Fall Creek. The lead cut in half now, 18-9, the advantage for the Crickets. Mittermeier will try and cut it down to 8 with a make here. Perfect. 79% foul shooter holds true. Timeout taken by head coach Adam Schilling. We will step out as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO and Max TV.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again. Wurzgala Company.
Welcome back to Max Basketball live on Max TV. WOGO Sports here. Caleb Swenson. Mark Maloney, 8:29 remaining in the first half on this Valentine's night. Good to have you with us. 8-point lead for Fall Creek, 18-10. McDonald coming out of the timeout with some full court pressure. Inbounds to Ben Kelly, goes right back to Hagberg. 75 feet from the bucket. Hagberg throws to Kelly, straddling the mid-stripe. He'll work a left-handed dribble just inside the arc. Up top, Leo Hagberg. Hagberg back to Kelly, who again had 20 points in Fall Creek back on January the 12th when these teams met for the first time. And Kelly left wing. Works into the corner. They'll feed Volrath. Volrath against Cannon Huss. Falling away. Rattles it in.
He's tough in the middle.
Volrath with 8 points. A game high. 20-10. The Crickets. Carter Stelter, the senior up top, one bounce with the right hand. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. Older brother Eddie right of the circle. Right corner feed Carter Stelter. Stelter up top, Miles Flanagan rotates to Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Finds Carter Stelter, pull up from 12, in and out. Rebound batted around, a couple pairs of hands. Miles Flanagan trying to track it down. Mulrath beat him to it. Did he step on the line? He did.
Yep.
Big clap there from Miles Flanagan. Possession will go to McDonald. Speaking of McDonald, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Walden in, Wathke out. For Coach Rick Storley in Fall Creek. Cannon Hustle inbound in front of the Cricket student section. Shoots it in to Miles Flanagan, over to Stelter. Stelter one bounce, back to Eddie Mittermeier, coming off a screen, 4-3, nailed it!
Nice shot. He's got such a quick release.
The 97th of the season for Eddie Mittermeier pulls McDonald within 7, 20-13. Mittermeier now botting up Hagberg in the backcourt, and a whistle and a foul. Eddie Mittermeier picks that one up to the team's third. Should be just the first on Eddie.
Yep.
7-12 remaining. Hear the Fall Creek faithful campaigning for that foul before the whistle blew.
Yep.
Some physical defense. Kelly up top picks up his dribble. Feed back to Kelly. Go to the high post, Volrath. Turning to Kelly. Kelly can't snap off the three because of a good closeout. Out to Hagberg. Hagberg, no hesitation on the three. Hits it falling away from the right wing. That's his second triple. 23-13 Fall Creek. They don't make a lot of threes, about five per game, but they shoot a strong percentage, especially against McDonald, unfortunately. Straddling the arc in the left corner. Flanagan to Stelter. Stelter, left elbow jumper. That one's sweet.
Carter can hit those.
23-15. McDonald down eight. Mulrath, Stelter pursuing him from behind. Kick to the right corner. Quick three from that corner. Good for number 23, Jack Walden. Just like happened last time. Production from the bench for Fall Creek, some unexpected scoring. 26-15, back to an 11-point advantage for the Crickets. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie down the lane, runner. He got bumped a little bit. No offensive rebound. Putback,
nice.
Yes. Cannon Hoskland big inside.
Good hustle by Cannon on that one.
26-17, Fall Creek, under six to play. Past the two-thirds mark here of the first half. We'll go sports on Max TV. Good to have you with us. Walden finds Volrath. Oh, wide open underneath the basket. Volrath, I don't know how you lose somebody that big. But
that was actually a nice drop pass there. Everybody collapsed on the ball, and Volrath just snuck underneath.
28-17, Fall Creek. Donald, it'd be nice to get this one to low single digits before the half. Cannon Huss, double comes out to Flanagan. Flanagan, handoff to Eddie Mittermeier, gives him a screen. Eddie for three, hits the back rim. Offensive rebound, kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Offensive rebound that time from Carter Stelter. McDonald will reset with 5:18 to play here in the first half.
Cooper
trailing 28-17.
Cooper doesn't have that quick release like his brother does, because Cooper's got some shots there.
It'll come. Eddie Mittermeier down the lane. Right-hander runner is good. Eddie's starting to heat up. 28-19 Fall Creek. We'll see if McDonald can get a stop defensively.
Yes.
Right side Hagberg off the screen from Kelly. Leaves for Walden. Walden shoots right side for Kelly. Kelly in the right corner, Ritger. Up top, Hagberg. Hagberg against Cooper Mittermeier. Just outside the arc at the high post, kick out to Walden. Walden dumps it down to Ritger. Ritger turns up and in with the left hand. Good touch with the left hand for Jeffrey Ritger. He has seven.
They're moving the ball well against that 2-3 zone that McDonald's put in.
This Fall Creek team, very unselfish. They've got a lot of talent all over the place. Eddie Mittermeier driving right baseline between two defenders, tries to wrap around a reverse, and that one up and away.
Yeah, got a lot of momentum going on that one.
Kelly up top, right side for Ritger. Three subs coming in for McDonald at the next stoppage. Walden rotates to Kelly on the left wing. Just over 4 minutes to play, an 11-point game. Fall Creek with the lead. They started out hot, up 13-2. Hagberg deep three, feeling it, got another one. Timeout taken by McDonald. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball. We'll go sports on Max TV.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Full house. Student sections for Fall Creek and McDonald have been on their feet this entire game. Fall Creek continues to just blister the net from the outside. Five made threes.
It is packed, and there's plenty of people on live stream, including my sister from Fall Creek, who's watching on Max TV. How you doing, Sharon?
A whistle. And thought we had a foul, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't quite get some of these whistles.
So no foul. They're just going to make McDonald redo the inbound. Keegan Galvez swings to Aiden Misfelt left wing. Aiden to Eddie Mittermeier. Right of the circle, Keegan Galvez right wing. Galvez looking to the post. Instead backs it out to Jordan Sikora. 3.5 minutes to go. McDonald trailing by 14. Got to get it back within single digits. Aiden Misfelt tries a reverse. Oh. No. Going right to left.
That was close. That was a good move by Aiden.
Hagberg has 9 off from beyond the arc. Need to slow him down. There's so many other weapons for Fall Creek. Jacob Wofke up top, back to Ritger. Ritger puts on the floor with the left hand, pulls up from 10 feet and good. They just do not miss. 35-19. 16-point lead here in the first half for the Fall Creek Crickets. Trying to cement a three-peat in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Eddie Mittermeier up top. Lost it off his shoe and kicked by Fall Creek, and that will be out of bounds to McDonald as Jack Walden couldn't quite get to it before his toe did. 2:51 remaining. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Aiden Misfelt right side off the screen from Keegan Galvez. On the left wing, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline up and in for two. Mittermeier has provided a spark offensively for McDonald, but it's really about getting stops on the other end of the floor right now. 35-21, they trail. Edgar right side to Walden. Top Ritger. Ritger to Volrath. Volrath just inside the arc left wing. Volrath works it back outside to Wofke. Gets it back, refeeds. Wofke at the left block extended to Volrath. In the paint, pulls up. No offensive rebound. Put back, counted, and a foul for Ball Volrath. He is just spring-loaded. Grabs the rebound and is back up so fast. 37-21. That was the fourth foul on McDonald. Second on Keegan Galvez. Free throw is short and off the mark. And is it saved by Fall Creek? It is thrown off of McDonald. So the first miss from Volrath. And we apologize. Our view was a little blocked by the students there. But back to Volrath at the left block. Keegan Galvez off the miss on the left wing. Cannon Husk. Husk wide open down the lane, down the basket, and the foul, the hoop in hard for Husk. And a quick reminder for those who may be watching and looking to listen, if you go to YouTube and Max TV, that will not have this broadcast on it if you're watching Max TV on YouTube. So make sure you check it out via McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, or we've got it out for you on Wogo.com as well, and at Wogo Sports on Twitter. That was the second foul on Jeffrey Ritger. Cannon Huss will go to the line. Huss the free throw. Perfect. 37-24. McDonald trying to stay within puncher's length here of Fall Creek. Minute 39 to play in the first half. 37-24 the visitors. Kelly walked with a basketball. He did. The official's right on top of that call. So he took a little extra hop step. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. The high post, Cannon Huss wants it. Huss backing down his man over Kelly. Too strong. Rebound bat around. Huss somehow pulls it back down. Huss going right back up. Hard and nice. Big man move. Oh, he wants it now. McDonald with an 11, 37-26. Minute 10 remaining. And we have a whistle.
We're going to catch Cannon for a...
They may have just got Cannon with, I don't know, a hold on Bo Volrath.
Yep.
And Cannon can't believe that call.
Neither can Coach Young.
That is his second with a minute 8 left. Now Cannon's got to play very careful for the final 108. Inbounds into the left corner. Out to Kelly. Kelly against Jordan Secor with a minute 5 left. 37-26 Fall Creek. The work down to Volrath against Cannon Huss. Huss walls up, but Volrath knows he can't foul and goes over the top of him for two. 39-26. Donald needs a basket and a stop here at the end. Aiden Misfelt right wing off the screen from Cannon Huss. Over to Flanagan. Flanagan gives the screen to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier goes behind his back. Ducks by two defenders and a finger roll for two. What a blazing move to the bucket for Eddie Mittermeier. 39-28. Can the Max get a stop as Fall Creek presumably may be holding for one shot here? On the left side, Hagberg up top goes to Kelly with 23 seconds left. 39-28 Fall Creek. Kelly works right side. That's Jacob Wofke. Wofke calling out directions to his teammates. 14 seconds to play. They are going for one shot. Wofke with 8 seconds. Getting into his move. Wofke at the right elbow. Shoots it over the left side to Walden. Walden pulls up. Tough three. That one way off the mark. Rebound to Cannon Huss. Huss lost one from 60 feet.
Oh! Oh!
Just off to the left. And what a first half we have had. 39-28, Fall Creek leads at the break, but McDonald making a push as we head to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee Grocery Store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports in partnership with Max TV.
Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I'm going to give you Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base, and I'll give you the baby Freya update of the day. Today, her mom, Linda, our daughter-in-law, got to hold her for the very first time.
Wow.
And we got some great pictures of her holding her. I showed them to Caleb, and kind of tough to find the little girl there, but great news there. So she got to hold her for 3 hours. And Glenn's turn will be tomorrow. They don't want to disrupt her a whole lot. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kubishik out at Holloman Air Force Base. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base getting ready to go to Japan. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base. Sarah Pass at Bovey and Kristen Levesser Davis, both with the Air Force Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen out at Fairchild Air Force Base. Austin Tallison in the Marine Corps Reserves out of the Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonnell grad, is at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad, down at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo in the Marine Corps, stationed in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes in the Wisconsin Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is in the Air Force in Germany. Matt Pulver is at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel with the Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military as things are always going awry in this country.
39-28 as we finish up the Hy-Vee halftime show. Eddie Mittermeier will start out with a three to start the second half with a bang. Left wing triple for Eddie Mittermeier. He has 16. That is his 98th of the season. McDonald within 8, 39-31.
If they can keep it within range, we'll be okay.
Egbert up top to Ritger. Ben Kelly right wing. Original starting five for both. Keegan Galvez along with Eddie Mittermeier, Cannon Huss, Aiden Misfelt, Jordan Sikora for McDonald. Down to the right corner, Bolvarath attacking. Loops a pass up top, that's Ritger. Stretching the pivot foot to Kelly, right wing. Kelly up top to Ritger at the left elbow. Over to Kelly, right elbow, jumper is good. That's Kelly's first basket. 41-31 Fall Creek. Keegan Galvez, right of the circle, Aiden Misfelt finds Cannon Huss underneath the basket, up and in for two. A nice reverse. Sneaking back door, Cannon Huss has 13.
That was a great look by Aiden Misfelt.
41-33. Donald, we know they can match bucket for bucket. Now it's about getting stops on the other end.
Now that McDonald's in that 1-3-1 up with Eddie up on top.
Hagberg to Kelly right wing. Kelly holding outside the arc. Over to Hagberg, fakes the three to Kelly. Thought about a three of his own. Works a couple right-handed bounces. Almost drug that pivot foot. Ritger up top, Leo Hagberg.
I'm going to make them shoot the outside shot here. If they can keep the ball from going inside to Vollrath, they might be okay.
Egbert to Kelly, falling away, back rim, no, but Vollrath offensive rebound, no, that's Steinke with a rebound, batted out off the miss. Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Keegan Galvez, right corner. Up top, Cannon Huss straight on for three, fakes the three, goes hard to the rim, finger roll, bucket, and a foul.
Nice drive by Cannon.
Oh, he faked his defender out of his shoelaces there. Faked me out. I thought he was going to take that three. Instead, Cannon Huss attacks the rim.
It's the third on Ritger.
Free throw for Huss, too long. Rebound pulled down by Steinke. First foul on either team here in their second half. McDonald within two possessions, down 41-36, 2 minutes here into the second half on Max TV. Thank you again to Val and Gavin and Gabe and Carter and the crew partnering with us here tonight. Left side. Bovalrath straddling the arc, takes a couple power bounces off the glass and a nice touch. Wow.
Yeah, he's the guy
14.
That got to keep out of the paint.
43-35, Keegan Galvez out to Aiden Misfelt on the right wing. Up top, Jordan Sikora, Cannon Huss left wing against Vollrath, working a right-handed bounce, crossing over, crosses over on Vollrath again, gets inside him, and up and in for two, over the top of Vollrath, going reverse and glass, Cannon Huss.
Great move by Cannon.
17 for Huss. McDonald trails by 6, 43-37. Ben Kelly left wing. Kelly over to Ritger. Ritger right side, Leo Hagberg. Jordan Sikora on him. Drop down to Steinke. Steinke kick to Hagberg. No hesitation on three. Right corner rattled in another one. His 4-3. Leo Hagberg makes it 46-37 as McDonald pulls closer. Hagberg with a big-time hit. Now to answer for three, Eddie Mittermeier rims it out. Deep shot from the left side. Steinke saves it back into Hagberg. 9-point lead for Fall Creek. Keegan Galvez steps in front of a pass and swats it into the bench of Fall Creek with 14:38 left. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Vollrath into the post, over the top of Galvez. Clobbered him and drew the foul.
Yep.
Let's see, is that the third on Keegan?
Yes, it is.
And that's the team's first, and Vollrath has only missed once from the foul line. Has 14 points and does not miss that one. Perfect through the bottom of the net with 14:34 left. Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butterburger from Culver's. Get one at Culver's of Lake Halley. As Bo Volrath getting his, hitting two free throws, back to an 11-point game, 48-37. Mittermeier to Cannon, Huss. Huss fakes the three on Volrath, driving into the right block. Triple team, kick out Jordan Sikora. Aiden Misfelt left wing. Aiden at the right elbow, slides it to Sikora. Sikora up and in with the left hand on the reverse.
Another good assist by Aiden Misfelt.
And a great cut along the baseline by Sikora, 48-39. Left wing down to Volrath, left block extended to Kelly. Kelly spots up for three, left corner. Well short, rebound Cannon, Huss. Huss crossing over, working on Volrath, down the lane, kick out. Jordan Sikora spots up for three, right corner, pocket, yes! Jordan Sikora pulls McDonough within six. That's a confident shot from the sophomore.
You just break this six-point barrier. We had that trouble last time, too. We get it right where we wanted it to be.
Hegberg, tough shot, left elbow, back rim, no rebound. Eddie Mittermeier, 13 and a half minutes to go. Mittermeier up top, crossing over, working off a screen from Cannon. Gives it to Cannon, steps back for three, right at the circle.
Got it.
Money! And Fall Creek wants a timeout as McDonald has stormed back within three. They trail 48-45 with 13:23 left. We are back in 60 seconds on Max TV.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
A Cannon Huss 3 cuts the McDonald deficit 2-3, 48-45, with 13:23 remaining in regulation.
This is where we want to be here, but we got to be able to stop them again here and convert.
Huss has 20 on the night. Bo Volrath, reigning conference player of the year outside the arc. Out of the timeout, Jacob Wofke in. He'll get it right down to Steinke. Steinke backing in on his man, up and in for two. Steinke now with six. He's had a quieter game because of that foul trouble in the first half. But he is their second leading scorer. Or third, depending on the night. Now the right block. Cannon Huss working inside. Steinke slips it out to Flanagan. Flanagan goes up with the left hand and scores. A nice twisting bucket for Miles Flanagan. 50-47, still a three-point game. Donald down three. Walden shoots it out to Kelly. Kelly finds Volrath in the left corner. Back out to Kelly. They're going to give him the three. He'll take the three. Front rim, no rebound. Flanagan and Steinke fouled it. Good work there by Flanagan, and that is the third on the junior, Isaac Steinke. With 12:29 left. Team second.
This is a big possession here.
And McDonald doesn't need a three, but you sure know the roof will blow off this place if they hit one.
Yes.
Trailing 50-47. Miles Flanagan left wing to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt right at the circle. Oh. Throws it away in the paint. He was looking along the baseline for Cannon Huss. Walden did a good job, Wofke rather, stepping in front of that one. So Fall Creek gets the stop. Right side, Ben Kelly. Kelly holding on the right side. Finds Volrath. Volrath attacking in the paint over two defenders. Rims it in and out. Long rebound. Batted around. Who touched it last?
Yep.
Fall Creek. Basketball to McDonald. There are a lot of very long arms going after all those rebounds. Eddie Mittermeier, far side of the floor, crosses the timeline to Aiden Misfelt, right corner. Aiden holding, jab steps, turns into the lane, drops it down to Flanagan in the paint. Kick out. Cannon Huss. Volrath giving him a wide berth. Cannon Huss off the screen, steps back for three for the tie.
Front
rim, and rimmed in! in the hometown roll for the senior. He has 23, and we are tied at 50.
A lot of game left here. Now we got to play some good defense.
11:30 left. Wofke up top to Hagberg. Checked by Aiden Misfeld. Hagberg right corner. Back out to Wofke. Wide on the right. Wofke crossing over into the paint. Hits the brakes looking for help. Trying not to change pivot feet. Goes out to Steinke. Back to Wofke. Wofke in the left corner. One bounce. Again, they're giving him a little bit of room, daring him to shoot. Kelly will shoot. And Kelly, Ben Kelly, hits a jumper from about 10 feet out. Breaks the tie, 52-50 Fall Creek. To tie the game, Eddie Mittermeier can't get the roll off the front rim from just inside the right elbow.
Good shot by Eddie.
Push ahead to Volrath on the left wing. Wofke up top. Jacob Wofke shoots it over to Volrath in the right corner. They left him all alone for three. Coming up short is Volrath. Long rebound, and Volrath tracked it down. Volrath blocked and taken away from him by Flanagan. And then the frustration foul on Volrath. Good work there by the McDonald sophomore. The junior, yes. Rather, Flanagan. I believe that's just the second on Volrath.
It is.
But it is not easy to take a ball away from that big man.
Niles got some long arms there. Big wingspan on him, and he did a nice job.
That is the third whistle against Fall Creek. And Cannon Huss will inbound. Freddy Mittermeier with 10:34 to go. 52-50, McDonald trails by two. Chance to tie again or maybe take their first lead tonight. Aiden Misfeld, Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier off a screen from Cannon Huss, gives it back to Huss. Huss against Volrath, drops him down to the left block. Spinning into the lane, going over the top of Volrath. No, someone changed the shot, maybe got a piece of it.
Yep.
Cannon attacking.
Good try there.
10-10 to go. 52-50 Fall Creek at the high post, Bo Volrath. Getting to the right corner, out to Wofke. Free feeds Volrath, gets it back. Wofke at the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Kick out Walden in the left corner. The workout to Wofke. Now he'll take a left-handed three. That Ooh. One off the glass. Wow. Well off the mark, but it goes down for Wofke. 55-50, and that's a big make. Right corner, back to Cannon Huss. Huss spots up for three. No. Rebound pulled down as bodies went flying by Fall Creek. Hagberg with a five-point lead as we're 30 seconds away from the halfway point here the second half. Quick three, right corner, Walden, far side of the rim. No, rebound pulled in by Volrath. Volrath goes up and in. They'll wave it off as he's fouled on the floor. 13.5 offensive rebounds per game for Fall Creek. And, again, it's so hard to get a stop against this Crickets team, and it just kills you when you give them the ball back.
Bo Volrath is a force in the middle.
9:21 left. McDonald trailing by five, and Fall Creek with the basketball. You can't let him stretch this lead out any further. Inbounds over the shoulder catch on the left wing, Jack Walden to Hagberg, who's very dangerous, has hit four threes. Leaves the left side for Jacob Wofke. Wofke working a dribble drive just inside the right elbow, kicks it out to Walden, rotates left side, Steinke. Steinke up top to Hagberg, 9:05 to play. Now as we officially hit the halfway point of the second half, still a five-point game, Fall Creek with the lead. They led by 11 at the half. McDonald came back to tie at 50. It's been five straight for the Crickets since then. Bo Volrath spinning into the paint. Tough shot, leaning off the glass and good falling away. Bo Volrath, what an athlete he is. 57-50. Foul as Eddie Mittermeier forces the issue, trying to go in hard. Steinke wants to say it was a clean foul, but instead he'll put that foul, I believe, Wofke. On Wofke.
Yep.
8:42 left. 57-50. McDonald trails by seven. Eddie Mittermeier will try and pull them close with the clock stopped. First free throw is good for Mittermeier. He now has 17. Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Thank you to Corey and the crew, Culver's of Lake Halley. Eddie Mittermeier, second attempt. That one perfect as well.
Doesn't miss many.
57-52, McDonald down five. 8:38 remaining. Wofke up top for Fall Creek. Works it over to the right side with the bounce. Gets it back in the right corner. Fires it into the post and going through the body of Steinke. His fellow number 22, Keegan Galvez. Keegan thought maybe he got that one cleanly, but
that's his fourth.
did go through. So that's the fourth foul on Keegan, the third on McDonald. Keegan will stay out there for the moment, but Flanagan going to check in momentarily. And Keegan may have just fouled out.
Yep.
Quick inbounds, and that is the fifth on Keegan Galvez. Yep. They're trying to sub him out and couldn't get an opportunity to.
Didn't quite get it there fast enough.
Savvy move there by Fall Creek going right at Galvez, and that takes some big-time height off the floor for McDonald. So Keegan Galvez will foul out with 2 points with 8:29 remaining. So Miles Flanagan, the junior, going to get some big-time minutes at the end of this one. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. McDonald trails 57-52. Inbound upcoming. They'll go to Hagberg. Hagberg almost lost it in front of the scorer's table. There was a lot of heat on that pass.
And a lot of distance on it. Leo did a good job of saving it, but.
Offside, Jacob Wofke. Wofke to Bovallrath at the high post, drops it down. Walden falling away, nicks it off the front of the iron, rebound to Cannon Huss. Huss with his team trailing by five against Vollrath off a big screen. Eddie Mittermeier calling for the basket. Instead, a foul underneath. Both Vollrath, his third. Cannon Huss nodding in agreement. Vollrath maybe thought he got it cleanly, but he did kind of go over the back, and so maybe a little body contact there, a little bit wrist.
Said he hit him in the head is what the ref kind of showed.
So Cannon Huss will go to the line and rims in the first. Cannon Huss continuing his strong second half. 57-53, McDonald trails by four. Can pull within one possession with a make here. That is the third on Bo Vollrath. And he's not going anywhere. You're going to leave him out there. Fifth foul on Fall Creek, though. Second free throw is short, but rims in. That shooter's touch for Cannon Huss.
Keeps us within three again.
He has 25. Getting very close to a milestone, we'll say. Save back in bounds off the miss by Vollrath. Eddie Mittermeier stumbling down the lane. Full speed. Left-handed layup is good. And McDonald within a point.
Man, he ran down that court. He beat everybody down there.
Kelly works left side for Hagberg. Hagberg drops it into Vollrath, and Miles Flanagan took it away.
Got him by the arm.
A foul on Flanagan.
Good try there by Miles.
57-56 with 7:26 left. Crowd wants a tie-up. Flanagan, again, aggressive move to try to take that one away.
Good play there by Miles. And like you said, Caleb, he's going to get some good minutes here against a good player.
Inbounds to Steinke, almost taken away. Misfeld is on the floor, scrabbling for it. And did we get a timeout? Nope. Held ball, possession will stay with Fall Creek. So again, two strong defensive efforts for McDonald. 57-56, Fall Creek with the lead with 7:24 left. Hagberg to inbound, drops it in left side, Steinke, touch pass to Wofke up top. Throws to Ben Kelly. Ben Kelly just inside the arc, back up top, Wofke rotates Hagberg. Hagberg will take a deep three left wing, rims it out. Rebound batted down along the baseline. Vollrath up and in for two and fouled from behind by Flanagan.
Foul by,
McDonald gave up an offensive rebound. And ball Vollrath.
I think Miles might have been heading back to the offensive side, and he's got to stay down there until that ball's secured.
Now all of a sudden that six foul is on McDonald as Vollrath makes good on the three-point play. And it's 60-56 with 7:09 remaining. McDonald pulled within one. They've also tied in this half, have not led tonight. Cooper Mittermeier up top between the wheels, right side Aiden Misfeld. McDonald with plenty of time here. At the high post, Cannon Huss turns, jumper good! And Cannon Huss, with 27 points, is two away from a major milestone. 60-58, McDonald down two, looking for the win first. Ben Kelly, pull up, wild jumper, won't roll in. Steinke went over the back, that is his fourth foul. Flanagan, a good box out. With 6:33. And that is the fourth on Isaac Steinke. Let's see what Coach Storley does. I'll leave his twin tower out there for the time being.
And Cannon's going to have to, I mean, not that he has to, but he can pick up the pace there because they're doing a box and one on Eddie.
Eddie Mittermeier right wing. Cannon Huss gives him a screen. Mittermeier driving in hard between three defenders, blocked by Ballrath. A foul.
Who's this going to go
on? Picked up that one. If that's on Steinke, he's just fouled out. If that's on Ballrath, that's his fourth.
I don't know who they're going to put
it
on.
The officials are going to confer and see who is this foul going against.
22.
That is Steinke, and Steinke has just fouled out. So Keegan Galvez fouled out. Steinke fouls out. A war of attrition here as the McDonald student section waves goodbye. With 6:16 remaining, 60-58. Eddie Mittermeier going to the line.
That's just the type of game this is. This is just a tough, tough basketball game.
So this isn't like a no-hitter, so I think we can say this, right? Cannon Huss, according to what Coach Schilling told me before the game, needed 29 points to get to 1,000 for his career. He has 27.
Yep, he'll make it.
Eddie Mittermeier, free throw. Perfect. And McDonald, again, the more important stat line is the scoreboard. As they can tie the game. They were tied at 50, then Fall Creek went on a five-point run. Eddie Mittermeier to knot the game up again. Free throw perfect. We are tied at 60 with 6:16 left.
This is going to come down to some great defense here.
Wofke up top, drops into Ballrath. Ballrath triple team, pulls up anyway and scores.
He's
62
tough.
To 60.
He's tough.
Running out of space for Bull Ballrath on my tally sheet here. Eddie Mittermeier back to Cannon Haas right wing. Cannon in the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie. McDonald trailing 62-60. Flanagan to Cannon Haas. Haas backing up, goes hard.
Got
and
it.
Scores 1,000 points for Cannon Haas. Oh, no, they waved it off.
What?
What in the world?
They did wave it off. Did they say he traveled?
I am not sure.
I think they did say he traveled.
Man, it looked like a nice move to here. Well, we'll try that again in a moment, hopefully. 62-60. Right corner. Out for Fall Creek with a two-point lead. All alone for three, left wing. Way too strong. Offensive rebound, Fall Creek. Kelly tracks it down. Kelly throws it down to Ballrath, and a timeout taken by Coach Storley to try
save
and
somebody from a foul.
Down. We'll step out and be back right after this on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
The glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball. McDonald against Fall Creek. This game very well could and should decide the Western Clover Belt Conference. Again, that basket from Cannon Huss that was waved off would have tied the game and given McDonald a chance to take the lead. 5:18 left. Fall Creek will inbound. Neither team has any fouls left to give. Bonus the rest of the way. Inbounds right side for Ritger. Ritger up top. Eddie Mittermeier to Ben Kelly.
Yep.
And Mittermeier with a foul trying to swipe it loose. And that will send Kelly to the line, shooting a 1-1 in a two-point game. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. That's 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com for Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Ben Kelly has 4 points, shooting a 1-1 here. Both teams at 7 fouls. Free throw off the mark. Good rebound. On the box out of the shooter by Eddie Mittermeier. McDonald again a chance to tie or take the lead with 5:06 to play.
Both teams in the bonus, so it'll be coming down to a free throw contest.
Mittermeier driving baseline, loops it out to Sikora. Sikora, left wing to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt back to Cannon Huss. Huss has it on the right side. Flanagan up top, drops it over to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier at the foul line. Mittermeier driving in hard, fouled, hit hard as he goes to the basket. And Eddie Mittermeier will be shooting two with 4:44 remaining and a chance to tie this game at 62. That's the eighth team foul, the second on Ben Kelly. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. All silence as Eddie Mittermeier hits the first. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. Royal Credit Union. rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Second free throw. Eddie Mittermeier ties the game at 62. Start saying tie before it even leaves his hands. Been tied at 50, tied at 62 as well. 4:35 to go. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on Max TV, over on Wogo Radio. Chi High leading Ashland 6-0 at the end of two. Pull up from the elbow, bounces off the back rim, rebound knocked loose, and staying with Fall Creek as Aiden Misfeld couldn't quite handle it. And again, there's just a lot of contact down low. That's the way they've been reffing it the whole game, so nothing wrong with it, but it's just you have to go up strong to get these boards or you're going to get knocked down. Kelly on the left wing, back to Hagberg. Misfeld out on him. Tried to bounce to Kelly. Tied at 62, 4:14 to go. Leo Hagberg, left wing. Up top, that's Jacob Wathen. Right side, Ben Kelly. Kelly to Hagberg up top. Hagberg working off his screen from Kelly. Eddie Mittermeier switches out on him. Now they double. Slides a bounce back to Kelly. Kelly at the left elbow. Eddie Mittermeier knocks it loose. It's loose on the floor. Almost thrown back. Now to Wofke. Wofke down the lane. Blocked. Swatted away by Flanagan.
Oh, keep going. There's
and
no
Aiden
whistle.
Misfeld has it underneath. Loops a long pass ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. Sikora in the left wing. Skips it out on top. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld back to Eddie Mittermeier with 3:45 to play. McDonald has a chance to take their first lead here tonight. Cannon Huss, right wing, drives in hard, runner off the
there
glass.
There we go.
Good. Gives McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points on the career for Cannon Huss. 1,000.
Beautiful.
29 on the night for Cannon Huss.
What a game to get it into.
64-62 McDonald. Hagberg to tie. Off the mark from the right elbow. Rebound to the max.
Now he's got to take care of everything, slow it down.
Aiden Misfeld, right wing, 3:10 to go, 64-62, McDonald. Left side, Cannon Huss. Huss already has matched his season high here on Parents' Night. Aiden Misfeld up top. Between two defenders, he's tripped up, no call. Skip back out to Sikora. Working into the left corner, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld against Hagberg with 2:46 left. Misfeld into the paint, whistle first, timeout. And a timeout taken. Full timeout. We'll take a minute to catch our breath. Back in 60 seconds, Wogo Sports on Max TV.
Tradition. Let her. To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again. Wurzgalla Company.
Welcome back. Max Basketball on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. A 64-62 lead with 2:45 remaining in the game.
Man, I took my headset off for a second there. It's deafening in here.
Very, very loud. McDonald with the basketball. Again, Cannon Huss just scored his 1,000th point, has 29. That's tied a season high. A whistle and a foul with 2:31 left. And again,
Richter picked up his fourth.
That's the ninth foul. And Cannon Huss, with a make here, is going to have a new season high.
Got a little bit of water or something on the sidelines over there by McDonald. Or water on the ball, sweat on the ball maybe, I don't know. They're wiping something up.
So we'll get that taken care of, and both of these teams I don't think are going to mind the opportunity to have just a bit of a rest. Cannon Huss to the line, first free throw. This is still a 1-1, perfect. 30 points, that's now 1,001 on the career for Cannon Huss, and a new season high with 30 for the McDonald senior, 65-62. To make it a two-possession game, Huss the second free throw, you bet.
Now we just play some really, really good defense here. 2:25 coming up on the clock.
McDonald's in the double bonus the rest of the way, still single bonus for the next couple fouls for Fall Creek. Kelly at the foul line, works it right side to Wofke. Wofke shoots it over to Ricker, high catch with the left hand. Backs it out beyond the arc. Over to Wofke. Wofke drops it down to Kelly, right block extended. Kelly over to Ricker, a little bit of a bobble. Now he'll spot up for three over Flanagan. Rims in and out, offensive rebound, put back is good. Guess who? Ball ref.
Somebody's got to get on him.
And a timeout taken with 2:02 left. We'll step out and be back after this. Max Basketball on Max TV.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Max Basketball live on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass, 66-64. McDonald leads by two, 2:02 remaining, full court pressure here. Out of the timeout for Fall Creek. Inbounds to Aiden Misfelt, trapped in the right corner. Misfelt bumped, goes behind his back. Misfelt a little trouble here against Hagberg. Loops it over, high pass, and Eddie Mittermeier will track it down the corner, tries to save it in, and right back to Fall Creek. Fall Creek, a push ahead to Hagberg. Hagberg ties the game with the rim. Well, McDonald, a miscue there, and now we're tied again. 66 apiece with a minute 36 left. He knew this one was coming down to the wire. Eddie Mittermeier driving in hard, bumped on the way to the basket. Someone got a piece of it, no good. Now Volrath coming the other way. Volrath out to Kelly. Kelly to Ricker. Ricker in the right corner. Back to Wofke behind the left. Minute 17 left. Tied at 66. Fall Creek just won a 3-point thriller over Bloomer last week on Thursday.
If we can keep the ball out of Ballrath's hands in the middle, I think we'll be okay.
Ballrath up top. McDonald will decide to foul with a minute left. It's still going to be a 1-1, and they will send Jacob Wofke to the line. This will be his first free throw attempt. Again, McDonald stormed back at a 4-point lead. Fall Creek with a bucket and a turnover by McDonald leads to a breakout layup. Free throw by Wofke. Off the mark. Offensive rebound. No. Flanagan took it away. Oh, Ritger had it, and Flanagan said, no, sir.
Miles went after that one strong.
54 seconds left. Cannon Huss has the basketball, looking to his bench.
Coach.
McDonald
coach
could play for the last shot if they want.
Let him take some time off.
Again, any foul will send McDonald to the line twice. Ritger's going to give Cannon Huss a wide berth here with 36 seconds left. We'll dribble this one out. Again, this could be a possession for a conference title. Wofke up top, working against Cannon Huss. Cannon Huss, right corner, long cross court skip, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt with 23 seconds left. And a whistle and a timeout. My coach Schilling will step out and be back in 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this. We'll go sports on Max TV.
Schools. McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Cannon Huss coming over to the student section to get everybody riled up. 22.6 seconds on the clock. 66-66 our score. McDonald with the basketball, and Huss will inbound right in front of that student section as we resume. Huss throws into the backcourt to Eddie Mittermeier. 21 seconds left. Mittermeier will take his time across the timeline. 15 seconds left. McDonald playing for one shot here. Who will get it? Who will take it? 10 seconds left. 9 seconds. Eddie Mittermeier pulls up for three. Oh. Rims in and out. Cannon Huss. Offensive rebound. Puts it back up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Up and in. 33 for Huss with 1.1 seconds left. McDonald leads 68-66. The first shot doesn't go. The second shot doesn't go. But the third one is the charm for McDonald, and they lead by two.
That was just all-out hustle and a want to win by Cannon Huss.
Matching the number on his jersey, Cannon Huss with 33 points. 1.1 seconds remaining, 68-66. You want to say something? I'm out of breath.
I'm trying to see what's going on between the benches. Coach Dorley is still talking with referees. The assistant coaches are still talking with referees. And
well, they've moved it to 2.2 seconds left, so that changes a little bit here.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. So 2.2 seconds changes a lot.
Yes, but now you want to put a little bit of pressure on them to force a long three-point shot and not foul it.
On the floor for McDonald, Carter Stelter, Cannon Huss, Jordan Sikora, Aiden Misfelt, and Eddie Mittermeier. It's 68-66 McDonald, 2.2 left.
They could just throw this down the bull ball route.
And Kelly will not inbound as a timeout taken first.
Timeout.
So we'll take a timeout as well. Coming back with the finish here on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to a rocking Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Everybody on their feet. 2.2 seconds left, 2-point lead for McDonald. Switching things up, Wofke will now inbound for the Crickets. Wofke holding, looking for the football pass, and he's going to call a quick timeout. The chess match between these coaches will step out again and be back in half a minute.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Now, Caleb,
this crowd is hyped.
Yes, I am betting they're going to throw it long to Baldwin. That's my bet.
Does McDonald do? And if you foul him, he goes to the line. He's an incredible free throw shooter. You don't want to foul him, but you want to make it tough.
There it goes.
They throw it deep, looking for Volrath. Knocked away by Eddie Mittimer. Carter Stelter gets it, and McDonald.
Is it over?
68-66.
I think it's over.
And have just put themselves in the catbird seat for a Western Clovervale Conference championship.
What a game. What a game.
Oh, my goodness. The student section rushing the floor. Your final here, 68-66, McDonald. They were down 13-2 to begin the game. And now McDonald moves to 21-1 on the season, 12-1 in the Western Clovervale. Fall Creek falls to 18-3, 11-2 in the WCC. And now Fall Creek is going to have to hope for a big game from Thorpe on Friday night. And Cannon Huss will be recognized now for 1,000 points. Coach Schilling said before the game he didn't want to let him know how close he was. And he said, we'll ask him about it, but he said, I don't know if he'll get there. Cannon Huss pointing to the sky. He needed 29. He got 33. He matched the number on his jersey. He got the game winner here tonight. Cannon Huss wins it for McDonald. And very possibly.
Yes, what a tribute.
Has given them a golden opportunity to win the conference. Well, we've got a lot coming up. McDonald taking pictures on the floor now with Cannon Huss. A look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar will be Friday night. We will have the opportunity to be with this McDonald team at Thorpe. If they win that game, they will win the Western Clovervale Conference Championship. What a night.
Yes.
With all due respect to my darling wife, this was the best way to spend Valentine's evening. I will make it up to you another time, honey. Thank you for letting me come here tonight. 68-66, McDonald.
Great finish. Great finish.
Well, the post-class post-game show is upon us now, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We are back after this with stats, highlights, analysis. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. That's all ahead right after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Back here with the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Here with head coach Adam Schilling as McDonald defeats Fall Creek 68-66 in a thriller. Coach, we can barely breathe up here. What was it like down there on the bench?
It was just crazy, honestly. Just a lot of thoughts going through your head. Hats off to our assistant coaches. They did a really good job just keeping everybody, in tune with what we were trying to do, especially at the end of the game. And again, we got a lot of good kids that really put a lot into this, and it's just great to see them come out on top.
Coach, we'll talk about Cannon Huss. We have to in a moment. But first, your team as a whole, I mean, body blows early, down 13-2 to this Fall Creek team. That's kind of what happened at Fall Creek last year. It's kind of what happened in the second half and late first half at Fall Creek this year, and it could have been an oh no, not again. But, again, the poise of this team from 1 to 5, whoever was on the floor, poise, realizing we are not out of this game. We are a 20-win team. We can hang with anyone. And we just saw them slowly but surely work their way back every time Fall Creek counterpunched. Again, your team had a response.
Yeah, at halftime we talked about how when we were down 18 at their place, we still made a run, and we knew we could do that. And it all started on the defensive end for us, so we had to hold them one shot. I think we did a pretty good job of that, and then again, just defensively, we communicated a lot better, and we try to make it tougher on some of their better players.
Coach, again, a phenomenal team, Bo Vollrath in particular, just almost unstoppable at times, but defensively too, able to lock down and get stops when you were able to match them bucket for bucket, but being able to get those stops is what allowed you to not only climb back into this game after being down 11 at the half, but take that four-point lead and then withstand one final charge from the Crickets.
Yeah, and we had some really big rebounds, off the missed free throw at the end. Just in general, when we really needed to get stops, those rebounds, and they weren't easy rebounds. They were rebounds that we battled for. And it was just really good to see us come out and do some of the things we talked about working on and have it come to fruition.
What do you say to your team after this? What have you said already?
Just really happy and proud. It's just a great group of kids. I know we had a big win tonight, but we still got a win on Friday. And then postseason is a whole new season. So I think it's something where you got to really be appreciative of all the people you work with. And we got it pretty good here at McDonald.
Coach, Cannon Huss, before the game you told me he needed 29 points. That's a big game. That would match his season high, 29 points to hit 1,000 for his career. He matched the number on his jersey with 33.
Damn.
He hit the game winner. How proud are you of this young man who's brought so much to your program the last 2 years, but especially this year, has just taken his game to an entirely new level?
I think everybody sees what he does on the basketball court, but one nice thing about working here is I get to see him in the building during the days. I get to see how he interacts with some of the younger kids, and just the way he's come here and embraced everybody, and it's vice versa. But I can't say enough about him. But again, we got a great group of seniors. We got a lot of great kids. And Cannon's really coming and fitting well with them.
Did he know how close he was before this game?
I honestly don't know. I didn't tell him. I emailed his mom this afternoon and said he's 29, but I wanted to make sure we were concentrating on getting the win, and I still don't know if he knows, to be honest with you. I didn't know until now.
Coach, what an incredible, incredible game. We can't wait to be with you on Friday night and hopefully see you guys bring home that conference championship. Thank you for a great Valentine's evening of entertainment.
Happy Valentine's. Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you do.
That's head coach Adam Schilling as McDonald wins it 68-66. We're going to take a break here, and again, be patient with us as we've got a lot of highlights from the second half. Thank you to Max TV for hanging with us as well here. Give us a moment, and we will be back and get you those highlights, the leading scores analysis as the Postglass postgame show continues, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back after this on WOGO Sports on Max TV.